has an odd game and that seemed like you controlled really up until the 2-0 point. Did you feel like the teammate thought, okay, 2-0 is going to be good enough in a game like this?
No, we've played our best period in the third. The chances, just the initial chances we have is 13-4 for us in the third. We've had chances to put that game away. But I thought we played a good period. Elvis was good. Our gap control, we lost Bolquist early in the game. He played a minute or so. Didn't come back, so playing 5D. But I thought the third period was well played. Two misassignments, and the puck is in the back of your net. So, but other than that, I like the process. I like the way they've played. And I thought we should have won that game.
How challenging was it to stick to the defensive part of your game with just 5D?
Well, just adjusting, making sure we manage the puck properly. Most of the times, they're fine with 5D, short period of time, obviously. But if you start turning pucks over, now you're skating a little bit too much your own D. So they've done a good job at managing the puck.
So many new faces the last couple games. You bring in a new one tonight. Just assimilating those guys into the team and just the buy-in and the effort out of those guys. How different is the bench, and how do you think those guys have been able to kind of just get into the groove these past couple?
Yeah, the guys know them, all of them, so it's not like they're new faces. Different kind of players. Just minor details, adjustments that they have to understand. But other than that, I thought, Gons is a veteran. And he's alert on the bench. He knows his role. Good on faceoffs. But we want to see them, and we want to put them in a position where they can showcase themselves. But as far as the team, with those four new guys in the lineup today, we were in a position to win that game.
And then Elvis has the tough start the other night. How nice to see him come back, make some of the big saves he made, and put together a good performance.
No, I thought he was good. And then, the last game wasn't his fault. It was just to change the momentum of the game. So Elvis was really good tonight, really good.
Do you have a sense of how long Bolquist will be out?
Not yet. Not yet. We'll see. He's going to be seen by the doctors.
And you said you were actually happy with the third period. That's been an issue, obviously, all season, going leads like that. Is it harder when you play well, in your opinion?
We've been much better recently. Early in the season, it was more being on our heels, the confidence to generate offense and then to create offense, even if you have the lead, but being smart about it. I think that's past. We're beyond that. Like I said, it's two misassignments. The puck is behind. I don't want to evaluate and put everyone in the same category because of two mistakes. Mistakes happen, obviously. But I thought we approached the game properly, approached the third period properly. That was a big goal in the power play. Our PK has done a great job. We were in a good position to win that game. So it's, you've seen teams all over the league blowing leads in the third. And we had a few ourselves early in the season, but recently we've been playing much better. We played that way in the third period. We're going to win most of those games.
When Alex Nylander arrived, you said you were going to give him every opportunity. Are you surprised at all with the way he's taken this opportunity and run with it?
No, I don't think so. We were excited to have him. We know he's got potential, and it was up to him. So no, I didn't know him. So if I had lower expectations, I'd be surprised. But I had no expectations. We knew about him, but we didn't know how he would adjust. So far, he's taken advantage. So I'm excited for him and for the team.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We are off tomorrow, so no practice tomorrow. We'll have morning skate 10:30 Saturday.
Thank you.